Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Hypersloth Happy Half Hour with your quarantine dream team, Zigzag and Rufus. Put on your captain's hat because we're going to help you navigate these uncharted territories that are the quarantine. We're going to catch you up on the day's events. We're going to talk politics. We're going to talk whatever comes to mind. So grab a beer, put your feet up, and get ready for the Hypersloth Happy Half Hour.
Ow, ow, ow!
Huh? What up, little Rufus?
You must be tripping. It's just me.
Oh, whoa, dude. That was some good shit, dog.
It was good shit.
I feel like you shaved your beard.
Oh, hang on. I dropped my pen.
Oh,
Well, I couldn't find it. Couldn't find my pen.
The world is going on.
I don't know.
I think I saw some shit, dude. I felt really weird now. Why don't you go ahead and wrap the show up yourself? I'm going to have to go get some mental help.
Well, it's been a long time coming, hasn't it?
Hey, dude, guess what?
What?
2 days ago, you know, I'm in this grow thing, and we got this grow consultant guy, and he's a little bit of a younger guy. I mean, I don't even know how old. He's 37, 36, I don't know. But guess what he told me? He told me that
he's
DMT before.
Really?
Yeah, yes. Because we were talking about, I mean, of course we're talking about drugs because, you know, he's a pot guru. And he, you know, so we talk about growing for a while, but he's there all day, right? He's consulting me on the grow aspect, even though we are hiring a head grower. But he's consulting me on the grow aspect of it just because I don't know how to grow fucking 10,000 pot plants, you know? And he's dude, he would fit in at the slot. He's a totally down-to-earth dude. He's totally, right, so... For like half the time, we end up talking about growing pot, and the other half time, we just talk about bullshit, right? He like sat in my office for like 3 hours, and so we're talking about drugs, and I was telling him that my acid story, right, which you've heard a million times. I took acid at St. Edward's, and then I went to have breakfast, and I was sitting with my – I go through that story, and I'm like, I don't think I would ever take acid again, obviously. You know what I mean? That was like the only time I ever really took acid, and I didn't have a bad trip, so to speak, but – It was just too powerful. Not powerful, but it's just there's no turning it off. You know what I mean?
That's what scares me about it.
Yeah, you're like stuck on the trip. You have to drink a bottle of whiskey and just pass out, I would think, if you were having a bad trip.
Right.
And I don't even know if that's possible, honestly. But anyway, so we're talking about that, and I was like, I would never do that again. And then we were talking about shrooms or whatever, and he's like, yeah, dude, but I think you could probably handle some DMT. Pretty deep conversations before that, and I'm like, really? I said, I don't know. I read this thing where a lot of people that trip on DMT, like, they come out of it and they're depressed, right? Because they're like, no fucking sense in that here or whatever. So I said, well, what was it like? He told me he did it 3 times, and I asked him what it was like for him, and he said, you know, yeah, there was like the colors and all that stuff. That's basically what it was. He said it wasn't like, you know, because I was talking about the Aztec symbols that people start seeing and feeling that they're like another being and all that shit. And he's like, I didn't have any. I said, maybe that's a mental thing. You know, maybe some people are going to see that. But he's like, the couple times I did it, it was just like more like fractals, like seeing fractals and colors were really weird. And he's like, and the funny thing is, he's like, after like 15 minutes, boom, it's done. He's like,
really?
Hangover, no, you don't feel weird, no, you're not like whatever, you're just like, it's just done, you're just done, like you fucking were out of your mind for 15 minutes, but there, you know, no weird after feeling.
Did it feel like 15 minutes though? Did you say that?
That'd be a good follow-up question. Thank you, Rufus. When he comes back Wednesday, I shall follow up with him and see what he says about that. But he's like,
and I would like to know if he took a quote-unquote heroic dose.
Well, I don't know how much he took or that he smoked. I don't know if I want – this is a guy I'm paying a lot of money to teach me how to grow. I don't think I want him experimenting with heroic doses of fucking DMT. Not that I would be interested to see what happens. But, I mean –
it's only 15 minutes. I'll do it.
I'm still scared to try it, but I'm a little less scared.
Yeah, it's –
I shall try DMT. How's that?
If you have the opportunity, please do and tell me all about it.
No, dude, we will be together. We shall watch each other smoke DMT.
I don't think we'll see each other.
Well, no, I would smoke it. Well, oh, wait, no, you would smoke it first. That would just be safer that way. If I watch you get first, it just seems more logical, actually.
Shit, you'd put me in a car and drive me somewhere and leave me just to watch me wake up from around the corner and
no,
I'd be in a dark alley, like, what the fuck? If
that happens to you, I'll be like, okay, I think I'm going to pass on the DMT now, especially since we're going to have to buy it off the dark web.
I saw a guy do DMT on YouTube, and he kind of just laid there in his bed with his eyes wide open.
I mean, you don't do anything, right? It's not like you're moving around. Right. Or he was just sitting on the couch. And, like, came out, I was like, oh, okay. Just, you know, it's just so weird how fast it turned off. He said it didn't wear off. You weren't like, I'm coming out of it. You know what I mean? He was like, boom, it was done. Trip was done.
That is so wild. That right there kind of intrigues me.
Yeah, I mean, that is really strange. Because you think there would be, like, a dreamlike state or whatever, you know. But
you think you'd be hazy or gray or be like, okay, it's.
As soon as you hit it, dude, boom, it's on. It's, you know what? As soon as it hits your lungs, it's like one fucking millisecond. And
so it's on and off, just like that.
Yep. And then I told him that I saw, you know, I turned out he's a big fan of the Joe Rogan podcast. He was talking to me about, he said, do you know who Duncan Trussell is?
I've heard that name.
He's always on the Joe Rogan podcast.
Is he a comedian?
He's like a comedian, but he's just like a... I don't know, like a life observer, I guess. You know, I guess that's what a comedian is, right? In realist.
Good point.
But he said he's got a show on Netflix, and I wrote it. Oh, memory something. I'll have to look at it. It's like Memory Glory or something like that. And he said, and he watched every episode of it, and he's like, I'm not going to lie to you, dude. I watched the last episode, and I fucking cried for 20 minutes afterwards. And I'm
what?
Like,
really?
Yeah, he's like, and this is a fucking, he's a solid dude, Rufus. I mean, really, he is. He's like, just watch it. I'm like, well, what do you mean? Tell me about it. He's like, no, I'm not going to tell you about it. You got to watch it.
What the fuck?
Watch that. We need to look that up. Can we look it up real quick?
I was about to do that.
Yeah.
Duncan Trussell. There we go. Well, I guess I should have typed Netflix or something. Oh, I hear. Okay. Looks like he's got a few things. The Midnight Gospel.
That's it. That's it right there.
Oh, that is it. Okay.
What the heck is it about? Is it
got a 91% on Rotten Tomatoes? A space caster traverses trippy worlds inside his universe simulator. Exploring existential questions about life, death, and everything in between.
Damn! That actually sounds pretty interesting. Is there
it's animated. It's animated.
Oh, no shit? Is there a trailer?
Yeah, there is.
Can share your screen with me and let's see the trailer.
No, I'll share the link with you because the audio...
I'll share mine with you, all right? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, exactly. But here, I'll zap you the link.
I'll try to figure it out, how it got here.
All right, it's coming through a Skype chat.
One. Whoa.
Bing.
I beat him. See, what's so crazy, the link shows up on the screen, and then I can't click it. So I guess that's just telling you that it's there.
That's lame.
Isn't that?
It's Skype. You probably have to buy an upgrade. Clickable link upgrade.
That's possible. I think they've already loaded me up with everything they fucking offer without asking me first.
Right. And all the tracking software.
Google. You sons of guns. I wish I was Google. I should have. Instead, you know what sucks? Instead of inventing Napster, I should have invented Google. I'll never forgive myself for that.
I won't forgive you either.
You're in a meat grinder?
Fuck. Merging with simulator in 3, 2, 1. Which universe will you choose today?
My name's Clancy. Clancy! Can I interview you for my space cast? Are you worried because it seems like we're all about to die?
Is that a yes?
What does death look like to you? I think we need to simplify this.
Your life that you thought was real was just a dream.
Holy shit. Are you a metaphor? Stop fighting it. Face the void.
Just be here now. Okay, cut to commercial.
Dude, I don't even know what to think about that.
That definitely looks pretty intriguing, does it not?
It looks trippy as fuck.
Huh. Shall we watch? Wow. Not tonight. Let's just start watching it. We'll discuss an episode.
I'm curious about it. I'm definitely curious.
Do you have Netflix?
Yeah, I have Netflix.
Are you sure?
Yes. I'm sure.
You idiot. I'm just fucking kidding. I know you have Netflix. Let's hear the weird thing that I was here.
Bone cancer.
Jesus, what is that?
Breast cancer.
Bone cancer? That's not funny.
And this is an extreme, extreme.
Is that Oprah?
Version.
No, that's actually one of the episodes of Midnight Gospel.
You called to tell us that you had 6 months.
No. Yes, it is, dude. Hold on.
At least a dozen times. A dozen times that you've had 6 months to live.
I have been told to call a crematorium and find out how much it would cost to be cremated because I had maybe a month or 6 weeks.
What?
And
so they're like interviews that he puts.
Pay the money up front.
He puts fucking
I and I have
shit
to
him?
The crematorium and I found out that it was $750. Thank you very much.
Wow. Did you even hear what they're talking about?
So she's got diagnosed that she was dying and told that she
yeah.
had to check into crematoriums.
Some kind of force that will take us out when it's time to go out is nothing that I can do anything about.
Right.
So I may as well make peace with it.
Right.
It's easier to go with the flow of that particular river than it is to try to fight it. But there is that possibility. We're all going to die.
I know, and and this is that saying, and I don't know where it comes from, but that meditation is preparation for death.
I think that's true, and meditation is one spiritual practice that prepares us for death. But also, you know, if you look at the world, what you see is things appearing and disappearing, and humans are a part of the whole of that, and humans appear and they disappear off the face of the earth. That just happens. You know, our egos personalize it and we consider ourselves special cases. But we're really not. You know? We are part of the whole, and everything in the whole transforms all the time. Changes form, transfigures.
Did we just become better people?
Okay.
I'm thinking that we did.
Your mama.
I'm thinking that we need to take up meditation.
I know, but come on. There's no way to stop a heartbreak. What do you do about that?
You cry.
This might have been the one that made him cry.
That's what I was thinking, because I'm about to.
No shit. Maybe I'm not emotionally ready for Midnight Gospel.
I have not had enough intoxicants to cope with this.
Let's see a trailer to another one.
Oh, no. Glasses, man. No. Please don't be dead. I'm sorry. Please don't be dead. Your little glasses. I'll fix your glasses.
I'm the president. My words, those are things about drugs. Drugs, the circumstances. My.
Oh, my sunshine, my only sunshine, you make me happy when skies are gray. Duncan, who's Duncan? On this big fun boat?
To your energy system, into your aura.
Cat just washed me.
That's the mama cat. She's a prankster.
This is so nutty, I'm not even sure if this is a clip show or if this is how it's supposed to be.
I know, I feel like I've smoked a big doob.
Oh, yeah, I'm supposed to help you with that, aren't I?
Keep them coming, Glee Pop.
Hello? Captain Pia, it's okay. Good job, Cassiopeia. Acutely, really? That's what they're pointing to. Nature of being alive. Every time Clarence is here. I love you, Cassiopeia.
What the fuck?
What the fuck?
This is insane, dude.
Yeah.
On boy eyes, faster.
You failed, asshole!
Have fun.
Shut up! Thank you.
Think nothing of it.
Really is just a big blank ball. Just gonna remember where I put it. Gross boy with a handle for a hand. I match that. Right away, your mind goes. Like, your mind is out of here, man. You're, like, fluctuating through the path. What's happening? Thanks. Bag mode. Activate. Let's go back home.
You know how when you go down a slide, it always is like that? You never actually, like, slide.
Yeah, you gotta scoot.
Oh my God, you did and this opens them. Opening your heart sucks. The closer I get to physical death, the more alive I feel, and the more present I feel, and the more real I am.
Damn, and that almost makes sense.
I realize that.
Yeah.
Did I ever tell you about the time my heart stopped for 4 seconds?
No.
Remind me to tell you about that tomorrow's show.
Okay. Seems like that's something you would have mentioned before.
I know. I probably should have. Maybe I was scared to confront it.
Wasn't I'm going to remind you. I'm not going to let you forget. That's heavy.
It wasn't even that long ago.
What?
Yeah. Wasn't that long ago.
Was it during the blood issues?
Yes, it was.
Ooh, I'm tantalized. Okay. Okay.
It should be.
Do you want to interview my, am I dead?
Just be here now.
Totally fucking interesting. I think I'm going to have to check this out.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, me too.
Listening to the multiverse. We're listening to mid-
31 videos. What, Jesus Christ. I don't know if I got that kind of time, though.
Well, that's a series, apparently, right?
Yeah. But, I mean, are they only 5 minutes apiece?
I don't know.
Because if that's how they are, I had no idea what was going on there. I'm going to be honest.
I thought that was like a clip.
Out of the world, right? I mean, that was pretty much what I saw.
There was one season.
One season? How many episodes?
There's only 8 episodes, so that must have been like a mashup.
An hour long apiece, or how long are they?
I don't know. It doesn't say.
I hope I don't watch them all tonight. That would be really stupid, wouldn't it?
Would it? I don't know if it's good if the episode's short.
Shit, I fucking do. 8 hours? I could be in bed by fucking 5 a.m. Oh, also, let me...
Time.
I put
30
in...
30 minutes.
I put in an honest 40-hour work week this week at the new place.
Why?
I don't know. I feel obligated because there's other people there working. I was a little bit late every day. I'm not going to lie. I actually missed the first staff meeting by 20 minutes because I thought it was at 9:30. I guess they had said 9 o'clock. I wasn't paying attention. But, I mean, what are they going to do? It's not like they could fire me. I was like, no, I thought it was 9:30. You know,
a sweet spot. You're obviously the guy who knows we.
Let me tell you what. I stayed later, though. I stayed later than anyone else. But every night, Rufus. Every night. I'm like, I'm here. Fuck it now. You know what I mean? I'm trying to break them. This is my idea. Is break them to accepting the fact that I'm not going to be a normal person who, like, is going to be there when I'll be there a lot. Will I be there to fucking sit around in an office and do nothing? No, because that's a lot of what we're doing right now.
They should know. They need, what do they call it? I don't know what the fuck they call it. An initiation into this world, because they're just corporate guys who see this as a way to make money, right?
It's one ex-cop, right, who's the coolest one out of them all, because he smokes weed, right? And
oh, that's awesome.
Who's actually pretty cool, and then my partner, who... I wouldn't call him cool, is just really uptight, right? And doesn't understand weed and weed culture and whatnot. But, so, yeah, I mean, they should be happy that I'm not there. I guess I was, though. I was there 40 hours. But all I was doing was looking at them going, why are we paying you right now, right? Because they don't really have anything for them to do. But it was my partner's brilliant fucking idea to hire people so we could go sit in a fucking office and do nothing.
Wow.
Yeah. Did I send you that video of my office, though, of the safe?
I think you did. Yeah, the safe. You did. Or you sent me a picture.
Lost this.
Huh?
I said we've lost this. You didn't even watch my video of my new awful office, even though the office part of it's kind of cool.
I remember seeing the office. I remember seeing the safe.
Yeah, well, the safe is my office now. I'll have to send you an update.
Yeah, send me an update, because I thought the safe was just in your office.
Well, it is in the office building, but I have gone above and beyond and now made the safe my office.
Can you open that safe from the inside?
I don't think it could lock, to be honest with you.
Okay, because it would suck if you just kind of shut the door behind you and then you're...
I want to be honest, the door is so heavy, dude, it would take two people to shut it, honestly.
Oh.
Actually, I mean, wow. One person could shut it, but it fucking is heavy as fuck. I mean, it's just insane. And we need to check out your new song tomorrow night. Did you come up with any lyrics or anything or a melody for your song?
No, it's just that riff. It's two versions of one riff, basically.
I like it.
It needs, I was going to tell you, it needs another one, like a chorus riff. Or, basically a chorus riff. And I fucked around. I had something. I didn't record it for you
because
I didn't really like it. So I maybe you can take it from there.
No, I'm not taking it from there. This is a Rufus original. I shall help with other parts of it, but I shall let you write your song. I don't want to mess it up.
Oh, shucks.
It's too beautiful. Plus, it's like too intricate. I know that you do that on purpose. You play chords that you know I'm not good at playing. And then
it
looks zigzag. Another gas riff. Then you put yourself on Facebook fucking grinding out some fucking massive jams. And you're like, look, Double Z, you fucking piece of shit. I can't believe I even sent you that video of myself playing so fucking putt.
Shut the fuck up. It feels so dirty.
What?
Shut the fuck up. That acoustic thing, it's only three goddamn chords.
Duncan Trussell, I just realized by watching that thing that you've been fucking making fun of me our whole goddamn relationship, and I finally am fucking getting it. Fuck you, Rufus. Fuck you. You know what? You're not going to hear about the 4 seconds that my heart stopped now.
Okay.
4 seconds doesn't seem like a long time, but count out 4 seconds.
1 1,000. 2 1,000. That's a long time for your heart to fucking be stopped.
It is. And I tell you, I mean, I saw shit and heard shit. I'm not lying.
Okay. I'm serious. I'm curious. For real.
Obviously, I'm going to tell you. I'm probably the person I'm closest to other than my wife. So, yeah, I didn't really tell my wife because I didn't want her to worry.
This is what makes me even more curious about it. Well, first of all, the timing is impeccable because I'm listening to an audiobook right now that I started today that's about life after death.
Right?
Right.
No white light. I just want to go ahead and I'll tease you with that.
No, there's been no mention of white lights in this book.
Okay. Well, I'm just telling you I did not see white light.
Two, this is a profound fucking event, and it has not come up until now, and yet apparently it happened a couple of years ago at least.
Probably 2 years ago, maybe a little longer. Maybe not so long. I don't know. I can't remember. It happened. And we'll talk about it on tomorrow's show on the Hypersloth Happy Hour with Zigzag and Rufus.
Can't wait.
Can't wait either. I'm excited. And we'll play Jeopardy tonight, the last night of the man's run. I think you know that. Tonight was the episode of Alex Trebek doing Jeopardy. Pretty sad. I read a little thing on him.
Super sad.
But folks, tune in tomorrow night's show. Check us out 8 Eastern, 7 Central with the man being in Texas. And we'll talk to you tomorrow night. Peace. This is Double Z saying, ow, ow, ow.
This is Rufus saying, ow, ow, ow.
Thanks for listening to Hypersloth Happy Hour with Zigzag and Rufus.
Oh my, I see what Rufus is going to do later. Yeah, you're supposed to put a washcloth over it. Is that anatomically correct?
No, it's not.
You're supposed to say it always is from the back.
That's true. You can put more than a hand in there.
Remind me of my stories.
I of course, I'm going to remind you that.
You know, I'm going to watch all of those shows right now.
Okay. Well, don't spoil it for me.
4 hours. You'll never watch them, just like you never watch anything I tell you to watch. So I'll explain them to you tomorrow in detail.
I need to be in the right mind frame to watch the things you recommend, Double Z.
Open your mind. Meditate, Rufus. I'll get you in the right mind frame. I promise. I didn't know you were going to suck down those three cartridges like they were fucking mother's milk.
It's hard to meditate when you take a diuretic.
Is it? Because you got to pee every 5 seconds?
Right.
All right. I'll talk to you tomorrow night, brother. Peace.
All right. Bye.